5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good Friday morning. Happy September to everybody out there. And we got a big football weekend coming up. Well, I guess it started last night with, well, we had the UNC Bears game and ECU, and we'll get into that in a moment. But some pretty interesting games. I thought the Nebraska-Minnesota game was good, Angel. You know how I watched that game? You know how I watched Nebraska-Minnesota Gamecast on my phone? Thanks a lot, Fox 31. Were you able to watch it with your ways? The ways that you do things, Angel?
Yes.
You have ways. What were those ways? Can you tell me?
I can't say them on the air.
Can you tell me during the break?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'd like to know those ways. Because you know what game's on Fox 31 tomorrow? Tomorrow morning.
Virginia, Tennessee?
No. They're your friends down south in the state.
Air Force?
Falcons. Nope. Further north.
Wyoming Cowboys.
Nope. Back south again. Kind of southwestern.
Denver Pioneers.
More north.
Oh, Mines, of course.
No, you're getting close. I think you've listed every school in the world. That's going to be Colorado and TCU.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I need your help. You got to be my tech guy tomorrow.
Okay. Trying to figure it out with my mom last night. Apparently, Disney took away ESPN from Spectrum Networks.
What?
And they didn't announce it at all until people turned on the game last night and they couldn't watch it.
What's going on?
They're just not running it.
They didn't say anything? Just, nope, yep. You're not having this game.
Yep.
No, they're not going to do that.
ESPN channels.
Hmm.
So my mom was pretty frustrated. Like, why can't I watch football?
Yeah, I was frustrated. I'm listening to UNC. Yeah, until about the fourth, then I kind of gave up. I gave up, Angel. And I'm watching Utah and Florida. Florida tried to make that interesting late, but they score late. They go for two. Still a two-score game. But Utah, wow. I mean, they're looking to be as good as advertised. And that was fun seeing them. I think Utah's going to do some big things this year. And then, but Nebraska loses. It's tied up. What was it? Tied 13-13?
10-10.
10-10?
They were leading 10-3 for most of this game.
And they get to midfield, right? According to my game cast on ESPN. And then a pick? You had an interception?
I didn't see the end of it. I just saw the final score. And then I went back and looked at, Minnesota scored a touchdown, drove down the field, and then got the winning field goal.
Yeah. They get Utah. Nebraska's driving. We get an interception. And then Minnesota drives down and kicks the game-winning field goal. We got Lonster? Lonster, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. What's on your mind, my friend?
You know what? I got a chance to listen to that game. I was at the Thompson Valley game last night.
Nice, nice.
And I picked it up. I picked a little bit of the broadcast on my headset radio.
Which broadcast? The Nebraska game? Yeah.
Yeah. And then I came home, then I listened to it on the internet.
Well, yeah, and there's ways you can listen, but I'm trying to figure out, like, Fox 31 is just like, they're not going to get that deal done. Doesn't sound like if you're a DirecTV person like me.
No, they're not. Well, I got it on Comcast, and I was watching it on Comcast, and the crowd noise was way too loud. You couldn't hear the announcers.
I hate that.
I do, too.
It's preseason for everybody, it sounds like.
It is, but no, Fox 31, they have just screwed this whole mess up.
It's very frustrating. I told my mother-in-law, because my mother-in-law has DirecTV, and she's like, well, I'm about ready to make the switch. And I said, well, wait until the NFL season, like 2 days before, because my guess is Fox 31 will feel the pressure, somebody will, and they'll get this done, because there's no way. I mean, if you have DirecTV, you're not going to be able to watch it half of the NFL games that you'd normally get to watch. So I said, just wait a week. And see, if nothing happens in a week, I would make the change. If you want to make the change.
You know what? I don't see them doing it.
No, I don't either.
I mean, I'd be surprised if they do, but I'll give a 50-50 chance. Like, you're not going to see anything from Fox 31.
Well, that's why I got to talk. Maybe ask Angel what his ways are, because he has some ways, apparently. He is a tech wizard, I'm told.
You know, if he does, put it on the air where less of people would help out here.
Angel doesn't want to go to prison.
Hey, we can do a bake sale for him.
Angel, can you say it in code that we can all understand in ways that won't get you in trouble?
It is an avenue of the internet that people may be hesitant to go into. Oh. It's not like the dark web.
It's not the dark web.
It's the normal internet.
Normal web.
You have to go to a certain website so you can watch games when they're not legally supposed to be streamed there.
Interesting.
You know what? I got my smart speaker, my Echo Dot, so I'm good with it.
Okay. Well, listening is just fine. I was listening to the UNC game, and Blake Olson and Matt Gaither painted a picture.
Every game has a radio broadcast, so
yeah,
you can find it.
You can find it.
And take the radio broadcast over TV anytime.
Stretch your visual imagination.
Yeah.
Imagine the game you're listening to.
I think that tests us a little bit, and that's good.
You can make up your own colors and names, all mascots, everything.
Picture it differently than it actually happened. I think that's beautiful. Monster.
And then make your brain go out of control.
Did you watch the Utah game at all or see anything on that?
No. I was too busy at the high school game last night.
Well, you know who I want to hang out with is Utah's head coach, Kyle Whittingham. He's been there for 4 million years.
Oh, that was great to see Utah beat them.
They beat the heck out of them. Florida made it kind of interesting late, but Utah, man, watch out. Is Utah the real deal? Like, I'm talking, are they a playoff team?
You know what? So far, the proof, they're proving it right there. But
yeah.
Proof is in the pudding. But, no, it was a pleasure to see Utah just mop up Florida State.
Yeah. Florida. It was the Gators, actually. It was the Gators fresh off of Swamp Kings. Oh, yeah. No, I get what you're saying. Lonster, what's for lunch today, man? I'm starving, so... Sell it for me, my friend.
You know what? I'm going to go get me a burrito bowl and have that with us. Yep.
Love burrito bowls. Yep. I prefer the actual burrito, though, but I do a burrito bowl.
Yeah, I do, too. Maybe I'm going to have a steak or chicken. I haven't decided on that one. I'm kind of working that one over a little bit.
All right, Lonster. Appreciate the call, my man.
Hey, you have a good weekend, and go Rams.
Go Rams. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock, CSU, Washington State. Been looking forward to this one for a while.
Oh, you're not the only one.
All right, thanks, man. Have a good weekend. Angel, panic level for UNC? Any kind of panic level for you?
No, not panic. Disappointed, frustrated, sure.
I think my expectations are out the window for this year. I have no expectations. I still believe in Ed Lamb. I think they'll get this thing. Let me be honest here. I'd love to say, well, give it time, but this isn't a conventional situation we're talking about here. The Bears have never shown us over the years that they can field a good football team. So it's going to have to take Ed Lamb doing something that's really never been done. So I got to tell you, after listening to the game, going over the game, stagnant offense, not moving, defense was getting run over in that first half especially. So but I was thinking, you know, I'm gonna do the whole tweet thing of, hey, it takes time, give it a year or two, whatever. But then as I'm tweeting that, I'm like, do we judge UNC the same way we judge CSU and perhaps CU, saying give it a year or two, it's gonna take some time to get this thing going? You still got to get the players.
They're building from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can talk about the recruiting classes that McCaffrey brought in. You talk about the guys that Ed Lamb has brought in already. It does take time. And I know you just said not to say time, but it does. And when you're starting a program that hasn't had success, you don't know what it looks like. You have to create that success and that vision of it yourself. And that's what I think Ed Lamb is trying to do. And I can't imagine they're happy with last night, and but they know it's one game. You have a lot more games to come, and you can always get better. But it's a process. It's perspective that this team has preached since day one, since Ed Lamb got here, that this wasn't going to be a quick fix. But he is confident in himself that he can get this fixed at some point.
At some point. I think the reason I was putting pressure on the season is because I think he got a good quarterback in Jacob Sermon, and this is your last year with him. But he kind of had a rough go. I mean, ACU took the Bears out of everything that they wanted to do early, like three and outs in a row, basically, for the Bears. The punt. Jacob Sermon ended into the night with 18 of 32, 106 yards. He did have a touchdown late in that game. But, yeah, I think I'm not panicked because, listen, Ed Lamb's going to get time. There's no pressure. Ed Lamb's not under any real pressure. He'll be there. Ernest Collins Jr. was there for 9 seasons, and they did a lot of losing in that time. So I don't think there's pressure there. I am just curious to see how, you know, really diving into the Colorado recruits. That's good for UNC, and I've said it a million times over. Win or lose, you've got a local following if you recruit locally. So keep going with that path, and then hopefully you just find some guys that are overlooked and they come out and can produce for you.
No, and this team has been approached with adversity before, and the players, the coaches realize that, and there's going to be tons of adversity throughout this season. But, you know, it's, all right, didn't have a good game one. How do we bounce back? How do we respond? That is going to be the difference in what makes you a better team than you were the last 2 years. It's how you respond to a loss like that. Not, well, you don't have to go out and win next week, but go out and look more competitive. And that's a win. That's a step.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was glad they got a garbage touchdown. It was garbage, but it was the touchdown.
No, it was a fairly good, quick-tempo drive, about 55 yards-ish. Sermon had one kind of a fake little run, float pass to Alex Pell, and then a strike in the end zone to Biles, Jordan Biles, a new guy. So there are some things to look at, you know, in terms of positive. I think the tempo is something that they like to use. They seem pretty effective at it. I'd say the energy was good. Defense was, you know.
Was it Riles that got the touchdown or Pell? Was it Pell?
Pell got the touchdown. Got the two-point conversion.
Two-point conversion, yeah. It's cool to see Alec Pell get involved. You know, four catches for 27 yards.
David Afari had a pretty solid game.
50-plus yards, not bad. Yeah. It's just my expectations are different for the Bears every year. And I don't think Ed Lamb came in with these promises of it's going to be fixed tonight. And Abilene Christian, let's give it to them. They were good last year, and they're probably going to be pretty darn good this year.
They're a good team with, you know, when you have a quarterback 2 years in a system and you have a culture established, and we talked about that with CSU, how important that is to have that already in place. It just shows you where another team is at compared to the Bears right now, and you know that's okay.
They ran for 268 yards on the Bears last night, and they were at will early. You know, it was 21-0 fairly early in this game, mid second quarter, early second quarter or so. Bears put up a field goal. 21-3, ACU comes out of the gates, scores 10, and then the Bears, okay, go score 8, and no score in the fourth for ACU, but, you know, they're not really pressing anymore, taking the foot off the gas. But we'll see how this one works out. I'm 0-1 on the picks so far. I got the full scale of picks coming up later on in the program once we get to our Football Friday presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. So I'm excited about that. Our official Football Friday. We won't have NFL games in it yet, but we got a full slate of games. We're finally going to find out at least a little bit about what this Buffs team looks like. We're going to find out what Jay Norvell's CSU Rams look like in year two. We'll find out if Wyoming actually can move the ball up and down the field outside of just running it. Maybe they can throw it around with Peasley. And Air Force should probably dominate. We'll see. Big news, ACC adds Stanford, Cal, and SMU as new members. Does that mean Washington State and Oregon State, it's all but done? They're going to be in the Mountain West?
More than likely, the American Conference put out a statement about SMU. It doesn't look like they're going to be pursuing anybody else. So that leaves the Mountain West with prime opportunity to take
Bring them in.
Those two schools.
And then we know the Mountain West wants them. Bring them in. And let's make a go of this thing.
Some other kind of semi-big college news here.
Okay. What do you got for me?
Reported, Jalen Milroe will be the starting quarterback at Alabama on Saturday.
Oh.
So there you go.
Is that a huge shock to you? Or
no. He was the leader going into the season, and you know he's seniority, so I expected that, but I imagine you'll see multiple quarterbacks play.
Yeah, that's interesting.
There was a big hoopla about because Saban didn't release a depth chart last week, and it was, oh, my God. But in today's world, you can't release a depth chart because half the team will leave if they see their second team. Mm. So, no need for depth charts.
It's true. You got to be kind of careful nowadays with those old depth charts.
If you put one out, it's got to be a lot of ors and slashes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh, my second string running back, he feels like he's slighted, so he's going to transfer. Can't have that.
If there's a big or on his name, maybe
so
you're not the
really
guy.
It's really the mentality of everything is a competition all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's always competition, and you're trying to figure out how you manage your guys, how you manage their expectations. because we are in a different world of college football. But like I said, you turn on the games last night and you're just watching games. You're not thinking about all the other stuff. Although, the transfer portal is chaos. I just don't know who I'm looking at half the time. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. He's not there anymore. He's over here. But I was really impressed with Utah. In fact, Good, the Bad, the Ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. I was really impressed with that Utah football team. Shout out to my guy, Paul Kirk. Used to be the assistant AD, SID guy at CSU, and he was whatever with the Broncos. I can't remember his title. Now he's with Utah. And Utah wins big over Florida, 24-11. And it was Bryson Barnes at quarterback for the Utes, and he was efficient, 12 of 18, 159, no big game, but efficient, one touchdown, no picks. And Utah just, that's how they win games, man. They just got a hard-nosed defense, bunch of blue-collar guys going at it, and they act a lot like their head coach, Kyle Whittingham. Did you ever see Batman Begins?
Is that like...
The first one with Christian Bale?
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember the guy that's like, didn't you get the memo to Morgan Freeman? That guy?
Yeah.
You remember him? I don't know if you can think of his face. He looks like Kyle Whittingham. That's what I'm thinking. Was Kyle Whittingham in Batman Begins? Yeah, Google it. Tell me what you think, because he looks like that guy. There are a lot of similarities on that side of things. But I like watching Utah football. Count me in on Utah this year. I'm gonna be all in on the Utes doing something special this season. The bad for me is the UNC loss. It was rough. You know, bad start to the Ed Lamb era. I don't think it should be a total shocker to us at this stage. They lose 31-11. The ugly was the offense. You know, you had 106 yards passing, 84 yards rushing between Darius Stewart and David Afari. Can only go up from here. That's the hope.
Good. Be patient.
Got to be patient with this team especially. Good, the bad, the ugly. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more on FMS Bank, check them out online at fmsbank.com/KFK. 23 minutes after the hour, we were going to have Randy Cross. We're still working on whether we're going to make that happen. Randy Cross of CBS Sports, for two reasons. He's on the call for the CSU-Washington State game. And he also predicted the Buffs to beat TCU tomorrow. So I was really excited to talk to him. Not sure if we're going to get him on the program today or not.
Did CSU fans get to him?
Well, he just texted me and said, just randomly got pulled into CSU meeting this afternoon. So they're getting all their programming meetings. Mm. So you're right. CSU got... Oh, you think
it's... A
bit
of a talking to?
Do you think it's a conspiracy? Because we all know that the people that represent CSU absolutely love me. And their name rhymes with Schmier Schmield.
Mm.
Because I'm breathing
did you
down their necks.
Prior announcements that he was going to be on today.
I tweeted it.
Oh,
and they got
that's
me.
The issue.
That's what happens, man. I'm breathing down their necks over there, providing CSU coverage that nobody else in our way does. Kevin Lytle is the guy, but when it comes to radio and stuff, we're the only ones that do it.
Well, shout out to you guys last night on Rams Weekly.
Mm.
That was a good show. That was the first one I've listened to in a while. Just to get a little preview for this game, but you guys did a good job and. That leading right into the pregame show with UNC and Blake and Matt, awesome last night.
Oh, it was a good call, wasn't it?
They were great.
And there were some issues on the tech side there in Abilene Christian. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get their, not us, they couldn't get their ref mic to work, their sound mics.
I
mean,
weird.
It was a little odd.
But I was able to get perfectly synced on the TV.
Yeah.
And it was so enjoyable to watch it like that.
Oh, it's good to hear. Because I was really excited for Matt. This is his first year doing
TV
it.
Crew, and I'm like, I want to hear them.
Oh, nobody wants to hear those
guys.
I
don't even know our players' names.
Yeah,
they spelled Sermon's name wrong.
What the hell they spell it?
Sermon.
Sermon?
They're like, you got to use the Sermon attitude. Like, his name is Sermon, not Sermon.
I don't like that. Get it right, guys.
You lose points for me, ABC.
Yeah.
ACU,
yeah.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you guys are. Abilene Christian gets the win, 31-11. But yeah, having Rams Weekly, having Kevin on with me is so easy because I can throw out anything CSU related and he's. He can go on, talk about it forever. So I'm excited to... I did make my pick on Rams Weekly, though. So if some people heard it, Tanner's been trying to get picks from me all week, and I feel bad because I'm like, no, the picks are sacred. The picks happen at 1:45 every Friday, and I gave away a pick last night on Rams Weekly. So if you wanted to cheat the system, You could go back and listen to Rams Weekly, which is available at our website, I believe, on 1310kfka.com. 26 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break here. You're listening to The Whole Show, powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Have Friday night plans? We do. KFKA's Game of the Week, presented by A1 Organics.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show, 1310 KFKA.
Whoa, that's, yeah, just keep on running. That is, that what that is? Keep on running? Oh, that's a good tune. Good job. Good job. It is Football Friday day here. Coming up at 1 o'clock is All Football Friday, presented by the Crazy Carl's Pizza, and couldn't be more excited about it. We'll hopefully catch up with Brian Howell, our Buff Zone, our Buffs Insider. We're rubber's gonna hit the road. Is that what it says? Rubber meets the pavement. Is that what it is? There we go. Nailed it.
Burn some dust. Eat my rubber.
Time to burn
Whatever
some
Clark
dust.
Griswold said.
Say what? What was it?
It's a Christmas vacation.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Russ is like, I don't think that's it.
You already gave your picks on Good Morning NoCo.
I did.
You're gonna revisit those picks to start us off with Football Friday.
Yes.
And you've got Football Night Northern Colorado coming up at 5 o'clock tonight. Show 2 for you.
Yes.
You ready to rock and roll?
And we have a sponsor.
Yeah, talk to us about that sponsor. Because they don't conflict because they're two totally different places. Fort Collins is Crazy Carl's, and you got another pizza place.
Yeah, Perry's Pizzeria and Tap House, both in Johnstown and Longmont. Pizza, pizza, pizza. Pizza bar.
Your first, like, your sponsor.
My first sponsor.
How do you feel about that?
Nervous. It feels like a blind date almost.
Yeah, you got to be accountable,
you know,
now.
I've learned about them. They've been told stuff about me, and now we're going to meet up and see what happens.
I'm excited for you, man. What do you got on the show for us later tonight? You're right ahead of a huge matchup tonight between Eaton and University. That's our game of the week.
Yeah, we'll recap the UNC game last night. Got a clip from Ed Lamb post game.
How was he? I didn't catch the post game. And then tell me the rest.
Very much Ed Lamb-ish.
Yeah. Just even keel.
Even keel. Obviously, you could tell he was a little disappointed, but, you know, we'll talk about that. Preview CU and CSU as well. Run some clips from Mark Johnson, maybe a little bit from Rams Weekly. And then we'll jump into high school. Local games tonight, we'll go through that scoreboard. Top 25 in Colorado, as well as the University and Eaton. We'll hear from both coaches, because Bruce Dick had him on Coach Speak today, so we'll get to hear from both sides as both these teams are looking for their first win of the season.
It sounds so good here. When you tune in, you're on your way home, whatever, you're going to your chosen game of the week. You can hear Angel kind of break down previews for the games he's got his eyes on, all that stuff. And then you go into our game of the week, which is the most important game of the week, is the one that's on KFKA. I just love it. I love having it. And Angel, you're doing a great job. You have really, I think, captured the essence of what Football Night in Northern Colorado is supposed to be. So 5 o'clock to 6:30, Angel will have you covered. And then at 6:30, Michael Spillin and Bruce Dick will be on the call out there. I loved their broadcast last week. And Michael's new to the crew, new to the station, new to the area. So he's getting to know these teams.
A higher scoring game than 10-7.
I think they will. I think so.
Hopefully.
That's based on nothing.
But two teams kind of going to win.
Yeah, desperate teams.
Tanner is pushing this to be a rivalry between these two schools. So
is it a rivalry?
I don't know.
I think it's kind of a rivalry. But Eaton wins a lot of games,
Eaton wins
man.
A lot. Man. We talked about winning in rivalries. You know, if you win a lot, it doesn't feel like one.
Doesn't feel like one until the other one starts winning a few of those games. So big night tonight here. We love it. I mean, last night we had a great broadcast. Blake and Matt, I mean, Matt Gator playing the game, I think really adds to that, knowing the game like that adds to the broadcast.
Certainly. I mean, Blake does a great job describing the plays and the environment and setting the scene for it. But Matt had a couple of instances where he threw in a little bit of like okay, see what the lineman's doing on this play. He's getting inside really quick. You got to adjust to that. He gives you a different perspective from inside the huddle a little bit. You know, okay, here's what coach is telling them on this huddle, and here's what they're talking about here. And it's insight you can't really get anywhere else.
No, I agree with you 100%. And those guys do a fantastic job on the call. And we'll see if the Bears can lick their wounds and recover from a tough loss in Texas and bring it back home. Home opener is next Saturday. So get back to a regular schedule with the UNC Bears. 35 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold. And you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I think I know what you're up to, Angel. I think I know what you're up to. You're trying to turn this into an 80s Friday. Is that what's happening here? That means Hooligans, you're cue to text and call right now. Are you taking suggestions? Are you taking dedications? Maybe something like that?
I'm your DJ, like a wedding or a prom. Tell me what you want to hear, and we'll play it throughout the show.
It's got to be 80s, though.
80s rock, metal, hair band, something like that.
First Advantage text line is 888.
Trying to get pumped up.
530-0043, and we are doing an 80s Friday. Unofficially, now it's official.
Yes.
80s Friday coming up, so we will take some recommendations, and Angel will be your DJ. DJ Angel. That's good. Let's get those suggestions in. Let's pump up. Because we're about to find out a lot this weekend. We've been talking a whole heck of a lot. It doesn't tell the whole story. These teams can lose, and that doesn't mean they're doomed. They can win, doesn't mean they're going undefeated. But it might tell us, it's going to tell us a little bit. Weakness for UNC right now? Interior run defense, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say the trenches need some improvement.
Yeah. Did Sermon, I listened, you watched. Did Sermon look sharp? Like, did he look comfortable?
I'd say so. You know, he took a lot of hits and a lot of pressures, but, you know, there wasn't any instances where he was holding the ball too long. He stepped up in the pocket and ran when he needed to. Receivers dropped a couple passes, but, you know, it's rusty, just getting used to the football speed and getting used to running this offense and what works for you. He looked good.
Okay.
Looked fine.
Well, we'll see what the offense, we'll see if they can put a few things together. Tomorrow, we're going to find out what the Rams are all about, too. I'll be out at Canvas Stadium. Game's at 5 o'clock. Probably get there at 4.
You doing autographs?
I don't think I'll do any autographs this time around. I usually put sunglasses on, low hat, so nobody can see me. And then I sneak in through the back of Canvas Stadium, go through the media. And then people are there, you know, and they're like, Brady, it's so great to have you here, man. Yeah, we love you. You're amazing. And then I'm kind of like, yeah. And then I go to the elevator and they press the buttons for me. I don't even have to. There's a guy in there.
Oh.
Or gal, usually an older person.
Do you have to give them a tip or something?
No, not for me. They clear everybody out of the elevator when I get in. They're like, oh, you guys, sorry, Brady's going up. You guys got to get out. And then they're like, sir, which floor would you like? And, of course, I tell them the floor and get up there. And then
penthouse suite.
They have my food ready for me and a spot for me to sit and watch the game and enjoy the game. And it's treatment that I take that back. Everybody gets that treatment. And they do not clear the elevator out. And they press the button for everybody.
Actually get as many of you as you can.
Yeah, you're face-to-face with another media person. Yeah. And you're like, hello.
You get to see Kevin real close.
Yeah. Well, Kevin will be there like noon tomorrow.
Oh.
Getting pictures and insight and things like that. I'm just showing up to watch the game. And I'll be live tweeting that. Some people did not like me live tweeting UNC stuff last night. I got Rams hate. Rams people came at me and said, Brady, we follow you for your Rams stuff.
If you follow Brady enough to know he talks about Rams, not the animals, but the mascots,
yeah.
You should know he also talks about Buffs and Bears and Falcons and Broncos and all things Cowboys.
Yeah, I talk a lot. I talk a heck of a lot. So, you know, nobody else is talking about the stuff we're talking about. There's a lot of interesting stories in this state. And we do our best to try to talk about as many of them as we possibly can. I'm a big Broncos guy, Angel, but I can only talk about the depth chart so much before I'm like
Broncos all week almost.
Yeah, I mean, I can only talk Broncos so much until I'm like, okay, now we just got to see it. We know there's question marks about Russell Wilson. We know there's depth chart concerns, but I can only say that so much. And yeah, the Bears are an interesting story. And if you don't think so, then all right, you got a new coach. Anytime you get a new coach, that's interesting. So just pump the brakes, everybody. All right, we're doing our best. We like to talk everything.
You?
Well, if I can watch it, Angel,
you can watch it.
Like I'm gonna need you, you know, because that's the thing.
I mean, my tweets may not be as positive.
Are you just gonna negative tweet everything?
No, just maybe a little more passive.
What if they're winning?
Buffs score touchdown.
It's gonna be just. Are you gonna be slightly interested in this team if they win?
I will watch it. Is it gonna boost my interest if they win?
Yeah. No.
No.
You're gonna be like, wow, all this. They're as good as advertised.
Right. No.
Beating TCU?
As I said, I don't think that's a huge upset.
Oh, it's a world upset. It's like shock the world, Angel.
When the media says this team is really, really good on paper and they should be really, really good.
I don't know if all the media is saying that. That ESPN dude, Logan Schmeichen or whatever his name is.
Well, I don't know if he apparently he doesn't go to practice, so we can't tell. Apparently nobody goes to practice, but everyone's at practice because everyone has a good opinion about the Buffs.
You only know so much about them, even if you go to practice, man.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like, whatever his name is, Logan Schagen, I don't know what his
Logan
name is.
Bill.
Logan Build?
Bill.
Bill? Logan Bill? Said this is the worst roster in the world. I've never seen a worse roster than this. That's a silly take. And it's a silly take to say that they're the best roster in the world. Because you seeing them practice against each other means absolutely nothing. Zero. It means that they can run, they can pass, they can lift weights, they can do all football moves and stuff, and they practice well doing it. But it tells you, really doesn't tell you much about how they're going to react when they go up against an opponent. Now we know a little bit about UNC because we saw them go up against an opponent, but there are so many unknowns going into this weekend. It's absolutely crazy. But, you know, there's a lot of unknowns out there. And if you're like me, whenever you do a do-it-yourself project, there's a lot of unknowns. That's why I need a place like Hike's Ace Hardware, locally owned and operated. They're veteran and locally owned. They're Greeley's original hardware location. They've been doing that since 1954. So that means you've got people in the know out there. If you're looking for something, a thingy-deely, a whatchamacallit, a who's-he-what's-it, that's what I would call it, and they would probably be able to decipher exactly what you need. That's Hike's Ace Hardware off of, they're at 1722 9th Street in Greeley. Call them up, 970-353-1416. You got projects this week that you got to get done before, you know, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning? Get to Hike's Ace Hardware. They'll cut that time in half. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I'm taking requests. It's an 80s Friday. We haven't done this in a while. And Hooligans, you fuel this kind of stuff. If you love this and we do it more, then we'll do it more. We'll have 80s Fridays. We'll have Suggestion Fridays. Maybe you're in a Taylor Swift mood and you can call Angel and convince him to play Taylor Swift. Yeah, no, don't do that. Stay away from that.
If you name one of like the five songs that I like of her, you can.
Then you'll play the one. Is it?
It's got to be one of those five. I'm not going to tell you.
Shake It Off.
No, it's not up there.
That's all I can name. Mean Girls.
Nope.
Dang it. It's a gone again. No, it's not there. I'm just so ready to get into some of these games because I know there's the news of I am shocked the ACC news hit today. About Stanford, Cal, and SMU. I thought we were done with it for a little bit, but...
I think we are done now.
So it's just the Pac-2.
Pac-2. Pac-dos.
Oregon State and Washington State. I think they should just play each other every week.
That could be fun.
Yeah. They just... That's what... I wouldn't put it past college football to do something like that. You got Notre Dame's not in a conference. You have...
So you'll play Washington State, Notre Dame.
This is just
Army, Navy.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they play that. They do that, and then they... Then they just play each other every week. You talk about building a rivalry. Oh, man. They'd know each other's plays, everything about each other.
I hope Oregon State just runs the table in the Pac-12.
I think it's going to be Utah this year. But I hope wouldn't that be something if Oregon State's like the team?
Washington, Oregon, USC, you got 5-6 teams there that could really get up there at the end of the season.
I hope Washington loses to Boise State this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a Mountain West guy.
Yep. Well, for several reasons, though. All these cocky Mountain West or Pac-12 teams that are like, I'm getting the hell out of Dodge. You guys get, but I mean, what did you want? Pac-12 gave you, they gave you a great deal. You could have been on the interwebs for your games. No, like actual TV or anything, but you could have been on Apple TV. I mean, come on, Angel. Superstars. That's where people go.
Yeah.
You want to be known, you go to Apple TV. They got all the great shows like Ted Lasso and Ted Lasso season 2.
It's so great that you have to pay for it.
And season 3 of Ted Lasso.
It's exclusive, behind the scenes, never before heard of content.
Yeah.
You're not going to get footage like this on four-letter network, three-letter networks.
You guys and your regular TV stations, your ESPNs and Foxes, this is Apple TV, known for, again, watching Ted Lasso again. Also other greats like Ted Lasso season 3 finale. And other greats, like just rewatching Ted Lasso. Apple TV gets it, man. They have everything you could ever want. Like Ted Lasso. It's so good. And season 2 of Ted Lasso.
I'm looking through their catalog. I don't know any of this.
What is it? Give me a name.
Power Book 4, Force.
Never heard of that.
Invasion.
Ah.
Yellow Jackets.
Well, that's like Yellowstone, only it's, you know, they farm like Yellow Jackets.
Dark Winds.
That sounds scary.
Foundation.
I'm in. I don't even need to see the trailer for that. This is Apple TV we're talking about. I trust them 100%.
How about F-Boy Island?
Oh, gosh. What is... What? F-Boy Island?
Bachelor in Paradise?
That sounds like F-Boy Island again. Well, come on. I mean, what else? Nothing?
No.
They're just not good. That's just not good. Just terrible. But yes, all kidding aside, it made perfect sense for Washington to get the hell out of there, for all these teams to get the hell out of there. Suggestions for you? We got I Love Rock and Roll from Joan Jett. Is that 80s? You said, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Joan Jett.
We got the Final Countdown from Europe. All right. We're getting some suggestions in on this Music Friday, 80s Friday. I don't know what you want to call it. 11:51 the time. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Hear Preps Talk on Coach Speak with Coach Bruce Dick, the fourth winningest coach in Colorado boys basketball history. Weekdays from 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
And you shall receive. There you go. McLean texting in, I want to rock, from Twisted Sister. All right. First Advantage text lines, 888-530-0043. Give us your suggestions. I guess we're going 80s rock then. Not even the corny 80s stuff. But maybe. Maybe if you suggest it, we'll get it in there. So shoot us a text. We'll get going on that. 888-530-0043. So what do we know? I had to edit Angel's cheat sheet that he gave me for this conference stuff. ACC has Stanford, Cal, and SMU now. And the Pac-4 is now the Pac-2 with Washington State and Oregon State. Cal did announce that it will not receive full ACC revenue shares until its 10th year in the league. I was wondering how these leagues are going to split all that up. Florida State voted no. They did not want this move to happen. So Why? Because you're splitting up revenue shares, probably. That's one way. Or they want to be kicked out of the league.
They want to be kicked out. The buyout's too much. but they see themselves as like the best valued program in that conference. So yeah, I mean, these new schools, you'll get the TV money, and that's about it for now.
Well, there we go. I think Oregon State. So here are the options: Oregon State and Washington State have to hope the Pac-2 gets other teams in there, goes to the Mountain West, or goes to the Mountain West. That's the option. Go to the Mountain West. All right, Lunch Rush coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.